Now joining the Winona Sports Network, head coach for the Winona State women's basketball team, Anna Wirtz, fresh off of an 0-2 weekend. You lost to Augustana on Wednesday night and Southwest on Saturday. Let's walk back to that Wednesday night game with Augustana. It was a slow start in the first half, and you really got it rolling later in that game, but it was a little too late. Why did you have that slow start, and where was the struggle offensively in that Wednesday night game?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly how I would have worded it. Was just, I mean, that game was all about how we came out to start the game, and I mean, I gotta take some of the, yeah, whatever. I don't know, I didn't have them ready to go from the tip there. We got after it after we came out of the halftime break there, and we were just a whole different team. Turned a lot of defensive possessions into some good runouts, and we were able to handle the pressure. And I had seen that one, I think I mentioned last time we were talking, that I had seen a lot of teams against Augie start slow on the offensive side. But what I had seen was teams that had beat them had been still locking up on the defensive side, and were still able to do that. And unfortunately, we had a little of both. So, yeah, I mean, what Augustana is doing right now is, you know, their season did start off well, and they are throwing some junk out there. So they're going one, I mean, just a bunch of different things they can throw at you. They have a lot of bigger bodies, you know, to do that. It's smart on their part because that is what they have. That is the strength of their team is size. And I had been watching basically every team kind of go against them and struggle and turn it over really weird. A lot of teams are struggling early, but then they would figure it out in the first half if they were able to pull through. Mm-hmm. And so I was afraid. I was a little anxious. I mean, they're doing stuff that our league we don't typically see a lot of. And you can try and mimic it in practice as much as you want, but ultimately you kind of got to use that first half to get comfortable. Unfortunately, yeah, we dug ourselves too much of a hole. I wish defensively was the big piece. I was kind of prepared for the offensive slow start, quite honestly, after what I had all seen. But defensively, I was disappointed. We were not fighting from the get-go. We came out and we were flat. The energy was deflating. It was a disappointing first half. We came out second half and we were the better team, but it doesn't matter. It was too late.
You look ahead then to Saturday, and it was almost like the opposite. You had the hot start, and you know, hot is relative, but you had the lead going into halftime, and then it was that fourth quarter that was the difference. I do not believe that the scoreline indicates how this game went on Saturday, but the scoreline is what it is. You're facing a really good Southwest team that got hot in the fourth quarter. What was the change? What was that difference in that final 10 minutes of the game?
Quite honestly, I think we ran out of gas. We battled like heck. We were excited for that one. We kind of had a plan going into that game that, we felt confident with. And it definitely, I think we put together for teams that are going to play them moving forward. I think they're one of the best teams that I've seen in the league in a long time, them and Concordia right now. Mankato's up there. You see them on film, and I've heard other coaches talking in other situations about like they're exceptional right now. They have five players on the floor that can shoot, drive in a significant rate. So they're different. So we knew that we'd have to be exceptional, and quite honestly, we were. Those first three quarters is some of the best basketball I've seen in a long time, defensively for sure. Their coach, they were frustrated. They were frustrated. Mm-hmm. That's kind of your goal, right? You show up for the game, you want to make sure that they are not comfortable, and they were not comfortable for three quarters of the game. They do have, I think, possibly the best guard in the country on their team, and she can take over. And so she was waiting. We had made her, early. Vivica Breton did an unbelievable job defending her, and it was a group effort. We had other people, too, that had to step up, too, but she gets going, and she does that. She I knew, right? Just kept telling, like, she's going to take off. She's going to want to take every shot and make every play. And we were able to keep her in check for a while, but eventually it was over.
You look at the week, and it's tough to take away these positives when you go 0-2 and when you look at the end of the season where you're at. But you had five really good quarters out of eight. How do you take the positive when you still want to broadcast the message of, we got to play eight good quarters for a week?
Absolutely. I mean, I appreciate hearing that because I think that's just it. I do. it's disappointing to see kind of where we're at, obviously, in the win-loss column. But I feel like it's coming. I really do. I feel like we have a lot of people that keep getting better and better and better, but we have to put together full games here. And yeah, as long as people just keep fighting, showing up with, you know, practice, showing to practice, great energy, great focus. That's all we're going to ever ask. And we do. I mean, they're in the gym. It's full. We're in a really good place. And I believe we are going to turn a corner. And I know we don't have much time left in this season, but I feel it coming. And I'm really proud of the group that we have that has taken these strides. It's just unfortunate that, it's not showing up yet. But I do. I feel it. And I'm excited for it. But yeah, we've got this last four games. And I think more than anything after that Southwest game, we learned that we can guard one of the best teams in the country, and we can score against one of the best teams in the country. We just got to finish the games. So I think we're excited for this next four games that we have, and we're ready to fight.
Mm-hmm. You often talk about turning the corner, and we're speaking with head coach of Winona State women's basketball right now, Anna Wirtz. You often talk about through this year so far, coach, about turning that corner. And I'm sure if there was a magical button to press it, you would press it to turn that corner. But how do you expedite it, and how do you get these women ready for the final four games here coming up when there are just very four crucial games, especially when you look at the NSIC standings and the conference tournament coming up? I mean, this is a big four-game stretch for this team, this program. How do you get them ready and hope that corner turns starting next Friday, or this Friday, I should say?
Yeah, I think the belief in our gym just has to stay there, and it does. I think that's what's pretty cool about this group is, you know, we still believe, and there's nobody who wants to win more than the people that I'm coaching, and I'm really fortunate to coach a bunch of people that they're in it, they're committed. This isn't situations that we're talking about where, you know, I'm begging people to put in work and want to finish this season strong. No, I think that's almost what makes some of this so hard, is I know how much they want it, and I want it for them so badly. But in the end, it's how hard you got to show up, and you got to play your butt off. We have to make them uncomfortable, and we haven't done that with every team. And a lot of times it is, it's too late, or there's a quarter that we take off where we don't keep them feeling like they're on their toes, and we're dictating the game. So in some ways I think we have, I don't know, we got some excitement going into the last four games. We have some ways that we think that we can make people a little bit more uncomfortable moving forward. And so, yeah, I mean, we'll see what it is, but I think the excitement and belief in our gym is definitely, we're in a good spot.
Looking ahead to this Friday and Saturday, University of Marion, Minot coming to Winona, coming to McCown Gymnasium, two teams that you lost to already. Looking back, I'm sure you're watching the tape as to what you could not do in that game or where it went wrong those first couple of games. What is the focus for you in practice as the lead up to this week about what you want to do differently versus the first two times that you played these teams?
This one's a tough one to go back to. There are some you go back to and you're just like, you know, we played hard. We just didn't make some shots, or, you know, something that you can handle and you can watch. This film has been a little difficult to go back to, because this was a weekend that we did not play good basketball. Mm-hmm. We did not make good decisions. We did not take good shots. It's a tough one to see. And in some ways, so yeah, trying to navigate, what do I even show them? Because I don't think it is the same team. We have to take better shots. We took bad shots that turned into runouts, turnovers. And I'd say that's probably one of the biggest things. And defensively, we have some adjustments that we need to make for sure. So, it's a tough weekend to look back on, because that one's one that, win or lose, I'm always, for the most part, proud of our kids and whatever. But this weekend on the road, that time was not it.
Do you think that's kind of motivating for the players? I mean, you can show them that wasn't their best look. And do you think that's an extra motivation tactic that you can use for this weekend ahead?
Yeah, I mean, that's typically what we do. You know, every game is just like, you look and you kind of want to see that things didn't, obviously if you didn't win, you don't want to see that, man, we played our best basketball and we still didn't win. You want to look at it and be like, okay, this is why we didn't win, and we certainly can fix that stuff. I think it's the poor shot selection that weekend was a tough one, and I don't like showing that, because I don't think that is who we are as a group of people. So we have to adjust in what type of shots we're taking. And Mary's is significantly longer than us at every position. So, you know, we don't have a ton of matchup things mm-hmm. that we can look for. We have to be really specific on who's making the plays. We kind of have to adjust our offense to them because they just are. I mean, they're lengthy in every spot, and they caused us some problems, and they made us make poor decisions, and we can fix that.
I'll leave you with this, Coach. You're in the bottom half of the NSIC standings. You got 4 games left. We've talked about that. You need some success here in the final 4 games if you want to slip into that conference tournament. Obviously, playing in the postseason is always important, but what's the message when it comes to the postseason potential that you have to close out the year? What's the message to the team going into the final 4 games?
Yeah, I mean, you ask this one all the time, but mm-hmm. I mean, it's show up every day. I mean, that's unfortunate with the Augustana one. Like, that was just, we just had to focus on what was in front of us that day, and unfortunately, we didn't.
mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, we've got some ideas on things that we can adjust coaching-wise and all that, but ultimately, you know, we have no wiggle room. You have to be ready to go. And it's not just, let's talk about the game. It's every possession. Every mm-hmm. possession, we have to be locked in. These are not going to be easy wins to get. There's none in the NSIC at mm-hmm. this point, which can get kind of frustrating. It's just every possession. You have to be ready. There's no waiting around anymore here. We got to go.
That's head coach for Winona State women's basketball, Anna Wirtz. Friday and Saturday, they'll take on the U of Mary and Minot State, respectively. 7:30 Friday, 5:30 on Saturday. Coach, always appreciate the time. Good luck this week. Good luck this weekend, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you.